We now turn to our second topic, which compares the two entities in the gold market and two entities in the bond market to come up with an indication of confidence. And of course, when you have confidence, there's a certain bullish implication for one of the investments. And when it's bearish, it's usually tilted the other way. First topic is going to be the T-theory confidence indicator, which we've discussed on previous occasions, and is updated with a fresh chart here. Its title is Fidelity Capital and Income High Yield Fund divided by the U.S. Long Treasury Fund equals the confidence indicator. So that's the plot. The scale is at the right. And a couple of notes here. The ratio of the low quality high yield Fidelity Fund to the higher quality, lower yielding Vanguard treasuries moves down as confidence in the economic outlook is falling, rises as confidence is improving. The reasons it's a confidence in the economics is that the high yield funds are of low quality, and in some cases they're sort of borderline that they're going to be able to pay their state a high yield. And they can pay it in good times, but if times are getting worse, there's a chance that they're going to default on some of those bonds, and so the market will anticipate that the price has to drop down to take care of to discount the default rate. So in the chart here, I've got line coming down with a bluish confidence declining. And we saw that from the major peak in 2000, which was the all-time high for PE ratios, and is clear from the 40-year cycle chart. Then we saw a partial recovery going into the bull market that followed. And then we saw a new decline where you sort of broke below the sideways trend in the confidence indicator after the October 07 market peak. And we saw confidence then decline into the most recent low. You see in the in both cases for the confidence indicator bottoms in the vicinity of a market low. The first one, the October 2 market low, is the low in the confidence indicator. And in the last bear market low, I have the chart showing the placement of the March 09 market low, which is the actual one, but the confidence indicator made its low in late December, I think it was, of 08. So in both cases, the confidence indicator tends to be a leading indicator, and it finds its low point just before the market actually turns. It's making a double bottom and a multiple bottom, and this bottoms out on one of the early bottoms, and then the market bottoms later up. So I noticed down at the bottom, thus this confidence indicator helps to confirm major tops and bottoms as well as the primary direction. The primary direction, of course, is bullish for common stocks as you are getting more confidence. It's negative for common stocks if they're falling, and sideways it's a little bit ambiguous one way or the other. The interesting that's the historical part. Now we look at the new decline, which is we've seen a sharp drop from the basically it was the coincident with the April top of the stock market. It broke below the blue moving average, which is a about an annual moving average. That is, it's a 52-week. And so far, we haven't had much of a rally here. Actually, what's happening is that both the long-term Treasury bonds and the Fidelity Capital Income are both rallying, but they're rallying the same amount. So there is no net change in the ratio, and it's just going sideways. Or as far as the confidence is concerned, it was declining and it's going sideways. So going sideways isn't really gaining confidence. So that, you know, if you read the newspapers and watch the news, that nobody's confident, right? So that indication of poor prospects for confidence because the ratio is going sideways is true. On the other hand, there's something going on here which I just suspect is true, and that is what the problem is, that people, the problem for most investors is they think of equities as the first thought in the investment world. But equities are suffering because there are long-term problems. And so money is going into bonds, but it's going into all kinds of bonds. And it is entirely possible that we're going to be seeing in years to come where you can argue whether you want one bond or the other bond, but more and more people are going to switch to the bonds, which is what I did in our program, and less interest in equities. And so you have to watch out when you're doing this ratio check here, because if you're going sideways, it's entirely possible that the bonds are, you lose track of whether the bonds, how the bonds are doing relative to equities. You have to make it up another chart every time you do the ratio, because the ratio tends to fool you. So I have another one where you look at the bonds versus the S&P 500. But this I thought was pretty interesting, because you do have a rather because the ratio has dropped substantially and is going sideways, you are indicating that there is a confidence decline in confidence is still with us, except for this new point that might turn out to be important later on, that there's a move to kind of put all bonds in one basket. That's largely because the high quality bonds don't really have a high default rate, even though the equities aren't doing very well short term, because the earnings, while the earnings growth isn't that great, it's sufficient to pay for most of these. What they really are is small companies that can't float stock to get financing, so they issue bonds and they have to go out at a high rate. So, if people want to look and decide that the Federal Reserve downstream is going to come up with a new stimulus and things are going to work out over time, they don't worry about they're not really worried about whether the lower quality high yielding bonds are in trouble. There's some suspicion they could be in trouble, but there's any concrete evidence to that fact. Okay, so that's about all I wanted to present on this. I am as I'm going into my new program, I am going to be able to take the price of these two bonds and look at them in more detail using my own programs. Our second one is a sort of a confidence index. It's the Tocqueville Gold, which is a mining fund. That is, it owns about 10% in gold bullion, but the other 90%, which is most of the fund, is in mining companies, and the ratio in this chart is then divided by GLD, which is a bullion ETF. So it's the mining stock versus the metal, underlying metal. And as I point out in the middle of the chart, in a healthy gold trend, the mining stock should be stronger than the metal, as it is inherently a leveraged investment. What's happened is that gold prices look like they're really astronomically high, but the cost of extracting gold from ores is tremendously expensive, and it's very complicated because they leach the metal out with very very dangerous chemicals, and there's a lot of safety features that have to go into that. Plus, they're getting very small amounts of gold out of a ton of ore, and so what happens is their costs are high and the price is high. And they only make money when they can beat their costs by a substantial margin. So that puts the fortunes of the mining companies in a position where, if the price of gold drops too much and they can't make any money, even though the price of gold is high, their costs are high, are say comparable, and they're not making any money, then people don't want to buy the gold mining stocks because they can't see any earnings potential in them. However, if a person owns a gold coin or a gold bar or something like that, I mean, the value is still there. So the fact that one of them is a leveraged entity gives you a way to make another confidence indicator. At the bottom of the chart, now we have the RSI indicator, which is you can make a whole bunch of oscillators, but they all turn out to have the same general idea. And as I have stated, T-theory sees a breakout in the oscillator declining tops trend as completing a pent-up demand for a new advance phase. What you're basically saying is that these declining TOTS patterns, which are shown by the green downward pointing arrows, are the left side of a T. However, I haven't drawn any T's in there because I'm not sure how I'm going to interpret that. The reason that there's a slight problem in the interpretation is that you'll notice that in this chart anyway, the maximum upside peak momentum occurred in 02, around generally around April of 02. And then you see that there's a lower peak in the latter part of 03, like November, December. And then you have another peak in early 06. And then you have this most oversold condition in October of 08. So the question is, why isn't there a longer cash buildup phase that spans that whole period from April of 02 down into late 08? That would give you a huge T going out forward, and I believe that T exists. But I'm going to make my own oscillators before I start putting T's in here, and I got to check them all the way back for 20 years before I have any faith in them. So I'm just leaving you with these short-term ones because they represent smaller bursts within the longer-term context. Bringing up to the most recent history, you see I have drawn a descending TOTS pattern with an arrow on the end. It was starting from a late 09, and then I have a green bottom line at the 50, which is the midpoint for the RSI indicator. That shows that you have a bottoming pattern, you have a descending tops pattern, and that means that this ratio is potentially getting ready for some kind of a breakout. If you look up at the price area, you see a triangle pattern, green flat tops, rising green bottoms, and that is a potential indication of a small T developing, and seems to have cut the text off on the picture here. I just noticed that, but that is a positive, and it's a positive actually only for the ratio. So, and one of the things that we did in our program is when we carry gold, we carry a mixture of the two, partly for diversity purposes, and this development, which is, you can see it on a, if you do this ratio and you do it on a daily basis, you can see that it's more apparent that you did make a turn coming out. And in this case, it's a suggestion that if you have a mixture between Tocqueville gold and GLD for diversity purposes, because the GLD is unleveraged and is more, it's therefore more stable in weaker periods, and Tocqueville gold is leveraged and it's better to have it when things are getting stronger, then what you do is you move some of the GLD over to Tocqueville gold. You still keep a split, but it gets weighted more towards Tocqueville and somewhat less towards GLD. There's places for both of these. Some people believe in one and not the other, but a mixture is always better because if you get into GLD is a better for defensive saving value because it's not dependent on earnings. So that's a shift. We don't know whether that's just a bubble or a short-term bubble in this, but you notice that the confidence indicator or the ratio here was rising, then it had this tremendous fall. In the time period of the last bear market, and now it's coming back up. I don't see any reason why it can't get back up to the ratio can't get back up to its old highs in some kind of a breakout. Some people have stated that the reason the gold mining stocks turn up here is because you're entering the phase where jewelry is a big motivator. And I guess the jewelry people buy the output from the mining companies or some such thing. In any case, so the speculation is that this is a sort of a seasonal thing, and that's why people sometimes notice that gold has a seasonal tendency to be strong in the latter part of the year going into January, and that would be as far as gifts and gold and so forth. Raising the demand at that time period. So, anyway, I thought this is another interesting one, and I can also put this data into my basically advanced client T problem, the long chart there, and get the data back almost about 66 as far as ELD is concerned. Tocqueville Gold hasn't been around, but there is a gold mining company that does have a record back into 78, so you can verify this with using a different mining company. Okay, so that pretty well wraps up our program for today, and we'll be back next Sunday, regular time, and we'll take a look at the shorter term trends on Wednesday at the T-Theory Foundation site on Wednesday. Thank you very much. Bye bye.